I don't believe in road rage. I prefer the gentle rebuke. If I don't like the way someone is driving, I pull up alongside the other car and say, I hope your children turn out poorly. Only one time have I lost my cool. That was the time I said to a woman, I hope you get a blister on your cunt. But I said it with a smile. True fact. A headline said, Peacekeeper killed in safe haven. Good. That'll show 'em. I think a lot of gay men stay in the closet because they're interested in fashion. I wonder if a person who comes out of a coma feels refreshed and well-rested. One day it dawned on me that Hitler had a mom and dad. The phrase, Hitler's mom and dad, has an odd ring to it, doesn't it? It's kind of like when CNN used to talk about the city of Tikrit in Iraq being Saddam Hussein's hometown. The two ideas don't seem to go together. You know what's great about being in your 60s? Your children are in their 40s, so you don't have to worry about child molesters anymore. Unless, of course, one of your 40-year-old children is a child molester. I drove past a school with a sign that said, We're drug-free and gun-free. Later that day, I drove past another school that didn't have a sign like that. What am I supposed to infer from this about the second school? Reasons for giving up hope. Nothing works, nothing counts, nothing fits, no one cares, no one listens, standards have fallen, everyone's fatter, lines are longer, traffic's worse, kids are dumber, and the air is dirty. I'll be back with more reasons for giving up hope. In the meantime, try to come up with a few of your own. Here's a thought. If you have a perfectly DNA-matched identical twin, technically, it's possible to go fuck yourself. Sometimes you hear people say, What kind of a message does that send to our children? And I think, what messages are these people talking about? When I was a kid, I never got any messages. Maybe an aunt would send me a birthday card or something, or once in a while my mother would get a Western Union telegram. But at our house, that was about it. Good news for senior citizens. Death is near. During one of those patriotic orgies of self-congratulation that followed the First Gulf War, as General Schwarzkopf was bragging about dropping fire on women and babies, a protester interrupted his speech. The man who had killed a few hundred thousand civilians continued to speak. The protester was charged with disturbing the peace. In New York State, there's a town called Eastchester. It's in a county called Westchester. I think we need some new Christmas carols with a more modern approach. Of course, I wouldn't abandon the religious theme completely. How about, Holy Christ, the Christmas tree's on fire? Or, Jesus, can you believe it's Christmas again? This ought to get the ball rolling. I'm hoping you people will take it from here. True fact. In 2002... in the U.S. Supreme Court, the surviving heirs of the famous film comedy trio were awarded the intellectual rights to the Three Stooges. I don't know about you, but years ago, when Evel Knievel was jumping across the Snake River on his motorcycle, I was rooting for the river. In the news from Israel, I keep hearing about the cycle of violence. It reminded me that when I was a kid, I had one of them, too. After school, I used to pedal it around the neighborhood, hitting other kids over the head with a big steel pipe. They always say the vice president is just a heartbeat away from the presidency. Don't they mean the lack of a heartbeat? I always feel good when I visit a sick room supply store and see all the things I don't need. The last thing a young girl needs is a hands-on father. I really feel good. I wish I felt even more like this. Dear Mom, how are you? I am fine. I tried to donate my liver to science, but they wouldn't take it. Next time I'm going to add some sautéed onions and a light sauce. I'll let you know how it goes. Love, Neil.